VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Global infections from the coronavirus are now well over 5 million. And while many hard-hit European countries have significantly curbed the rise of cases, Latin America has been in the grip of an infection surge. Reuters' Edward Barron reports the region has overtaken the United States and Europe in the past week to report the largest portion of new cases globally.
Global cases surpassed 5 million on Wednesday, with Latin America overtaking the US and Europe in the past week to report the largest portion of new cases globally. Latin America accounted for around a third of the 91,000 cases reported earlier this week. A large number of those new cases came from Brazil, as Germany, France, and the UK have become the third largest outbreak in the world, behind the United States and Russia.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. With the global death toll continuing to rise, leaders of the G7 nations are considering U.S. President Donald Trump's idea of meeting for an in-person summit, perhaps as early as next month. Work continues on potential vaccines, and on Thursday, pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca said it had deals in place to manufacture 400 million doses of a vaccine developed by Oxford University. The vaccine is still undergoing trials necessary to determine whether it is both effective and safe. Nigeria's largest medical union is ordering its members in the commercial capital Lagos to resume work, ending a strike over alleged police harassment. The Nigerian Medical Association says it is that doctors will be exempt from a nationwide overnight curfew. For more on the coronavirus, go to voanews.com. This is
holy water, heal this fever. It be night, but I dey greet you, bonjour. The thing you do me, they do me kung fu. This thing I see, I be deja vu. Javu, deja vu. It be night, but I dey greet you, bonjour. The thing you do me, they do me kung fu. This song I sing, I better it be for you, only you. Pour me water.
Your connection to the world. This is VOA.